Ken.
Okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Hiroshi Imai from Japan. I apologize for not coming to the conference, but I'm so happy with giving them my talk to introduce our current activity for studying on circumstellar masers through the intensive monitoring observations. Okay, so today I would like to focus on detecting the pulsation-driven shock waves from the long period variable stars through the study of observation of the SIO and weather emissions. Also, I'd like to introduce the current research on hydroxyl lasers located at the outer part of the circumstellar envelope. So you can see the basic structure of a circumstellar envelope of the long period variable star. So usually we can see the classical laser emission from silicon monoxide, water vapor, and hydroxyl lasers. They are located from the stellar surface, a very vicinity of the stellar surface, and the accelerated region of the in the outflow in the circumstellar envelope, and also the constant velocity expansion shell hosting the OH laser emission. So UAVI provides a very nice angular resolution, and the individual laser emission can be spatially resolved into the many clumps or spots of laser emission. However, to use the laser emission for exploring the circumstellar envelope, we have to study how do circumstellar lasers probe their hosting circumstellar envelopes.
Something happened.
Just as, I don't know. Something happened. Sorry. Okay. Please continue. Sorry.
Okay. So today I'd like to focus on the KVM and Vela array operating by Korea and Japan, and also I'd like to focus mention about the SK precursors which will focus on observations of OH measures. Okay, in the we can see the periodic variability in the SIO, water, and OH measures, but the origin of the periodic behavior will be different between each other. So in the case of the OH measures, they are excited by the mid-infrared radiation from the star or circumstellar envelope. So this is sensitive to the radiation field. On the other hand, the case of the SIO and water measures are more complicated. So we can consider the two origins of the periodic variation. The first is the physical condition change by the starlight, and the second one is the periodic propagation of the pulsation-driven shockwaves in the circumstellar envelope. So to clarify the origin of the periodic change, the direct mapping of the measure emission is crucial using the VAVI through the whole pulsation period. So you can see the You can see the one example of measure movie. So this can be taken by 76 VLBA observations through the whole couple of pulsation cycles. Because there is only one measure emission monitored, so it is difficult to physical condition and dynamics, because so actually we can see so complicated kinematics, major kinematics such as expansion, contraction, radial acceleration, and also so it is unclear whether the apparent major motion indicates the real ballistic motion or non-ballistic motions. So therefore, on the other hand, if we can find out the major kinematics in more detail, so we can learn about the giant clamps floating from giant convective cells from the surface, and we might be able to see the jet or spars in the vicinity of the central star. Also, we can expect to see the shock wave propagation outward. So the intensive wavelength monitoring observation is crucial. So the next slide indicates why the multiple major line should be observed simultaneously. So this is an example of the SI major of circumstellar envelope. So there are three major lines. The vehicle one and vehicle two major emission are co-located commonly. On the other hand, only the vehicle three major emission is has offset, special offset from the other major lines. But recently, we found out that this special offset may be dependent on the pulsation phase, a light curve phase. So this is helpful to observe those sources for understanding the major pumping mechanism. So there are two possibilities of SIO major pumping. The first one is collisional pumping by colliding with the hydrogen molecules. A second one is the line overlap between the mid-infrared water major emission and SIO transition. So these two mechanisms can be distinguished by monitoring observation of the major emission. So in the case of the other part, so that it is expected to propagate the shock waves in the outer world. So the velocity change in velocity field can be expected in the water major region. So this can be detected by tracing the changing in the major distribution and detecting the acceleration motion in the individual major spots. Also, if we look at the individual major spot, then we can find out the morphology of the individual major spot, and we can find out the origin of the morphology. So we can consider the two cases. The first one is the ballistic motion without shock, and sheeted structure created by the shock wave into the circumstellar envelope. So it is really necessary to detect the major spot and their extended morphology. Also, their time variability through the pulsation cycle. So we are planning to conduct intensive VBI monitoring observation using CAVA, KVM, and Bell array. So these two VBI array are conducted, dedicated for the VBI monitoring observation. So because the seven telescopes are located in the dense region, so we can detect not only the compact emission, but also the extended emission using the shorter baselines. So in the next slide, we can compare the imaging performance with the KVN only, with only the shorter baseline, and Vera with only long baseline. And with CAVA, we can detect the ring-shaped structure of the SIO measures. Even in the snapshot imaging shown in the bottom left corner, we can still find the ring structure of the SIO measure emission. So another important factor to use the CAVA is we can observe the water and SI measures in the different frequency bands at 22, 43, and 86 GHz. So this can be possible using the combination of KVM and Bera, because KVM can simultaneously observe the four frequency band measure emission. So this is an example of the super imposed maps of water and SR measures. So these measures can be mapped in the common reference frame using the band-to-band phase transfer of the phase calibration solutions. So we can find out the dynamical center of the water measure thematics, which may be coincide with the central star and the relative location of the SR measures. So in this example, we can find out the episodic mass ejection from the red supergiant. So this is one example. So in the case of the minor variables, we can see the relative portion of the water and SR measures, and we can find out the some asymmetric distribution and shock propagation from the SIO to water measure regions. So we are now planning the cover large program on circumstellar measures. So we are now in the first phase, so-called ESTEMA, expanded study on stellar measures. So this project aims to map the 80 stars hosting water and SR measures to select the 20 target sources which can be monitored for one decade. And second phase of the large project will start from the next year, focusing on the 20 selected sources which always host water and SR measures, always. So these measures will be monitored and observed in VBI bi-weekly or quarter monthly to continuously trace the variation in measure emission distribution through the pulsation cycle.
Just to let you know, sorry, that you have 5 more minutes, please.
Okay. So this slide shows the list of the scientific goal of the ESTEMA. Even though we can observe each source only once, so we can make some statistics from the smaller scale down to 0.1 AU to outer scale up to 100 AU. So this just covers the region of SIO and water. So in the last part, I would like to explain the current study on OH measures. So as you know, OH measure exhibits the double-shaped structure, and this is famous that the OH measure emission exhibits a periodic behavior, and by combination with the angular size of the OH measure cell, we can determine the distance to the measure sources. But the OH measure shell is not necessarily the spherically symmetric. So to directly determine the distance to the source, so we have to contact the annular parks astrometry. So the next slide shows the example of the our successful astrometry for OH measures, so which can determine the annular parallax of the measure source. The annular parallax is smaller than 1 milliarcsecond. This is the one example. The second one is the second example. So so we can determine the distance of the source over a couple of kiloparsecs. So if we use a dedicated VLBI for L1 at the lower frequency, we can still determine the distance to the OH measure sources, even though the angular resolution is relatively lower. So this is the last slide of my talk. It is quite important to intensively monitor the circumstellar envelopes in VLBI to continuously trace the SIO and water measures. But at this moment, the sample of the target sources is, number of the target sources is limited. So it is important to explore the larger number of the measure sources the higher sensitivity. So in that case, the OH measure survey is crucial to find out the important sources at the very specific phase of the stellar evolution, not only the typical Mara variables. So in the near future, I hope to combine the project with the CARBA and SKA precursor and SKA. And that's all. Thank you.
Question? Time that you are thinking. I have just one from my side.
Yes.
Are you planning also to use some VLTI observations in the infrared to constrain these objects, or are you just stick to millimeter and observations?
Okay. So I am seeking the collaborators which can lead the project on VLTI and millimeter observation, such as ARMA.
Okay. And regarding the simulation, are you also trying to use some models to interpret the data? Or?
Yes. The first one, we have to construct the pumping mechanism of the laser emission, especially the SIO. Then we can trace change in physical condition in the circumscribed envelope. And so climatic model can be constructed independently using the dynamical model of the circumscribed envelope. But because we are focused on oxygen-rich star rather than carbon star, so we have to deal with carefully the property of the dust, oxygen-rich dust. So therefore we need a specialist which can deal with the property of the dust.
Okay, sure. Okay, thank you. Any question in the room? No? Okay, if not, thanks again.